A legislative study committee is considering whether Indiana should make changes to laws that allow police to seize the personal property involved in a suspected crime. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, some say the burden of proof for civil forfeiture should be higher.
The study committee is the result of Senate Bill 8, a measure Republican State Senator Phil Boots proposed earlier this year that would have required a criminal conviction in order for police to seize any personal property. Boots says he's heard from constituents who've lost significant amounts of money as a result of the civil forfeiture process, even when they weren't charged with a crime.
I think if you're going to take somebody's property, it ought to be clear and convincing evidence. You use that in every other criminal area, I believe, and judges have told me that's not a problem.
But Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry says that's not always possible, like when a package is intercepted at the airport containing drug money, but the destination is a fake address.
There are circumstances where we believe seizure and forfeiture is appropriate where there's never going to be a criminal conviction.
Curry says he thinks the state's current civil forfeiture laws are adequate, but there are several pending lawsuits that challenge the statute, including one in Marion County. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.